Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No matter the style of documentary you're talking about, one thing that always holds true is that filmmakers usually can't predict how the story they're investigating will grow and also what revelations they might uncover along the way. I'm Andrew from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 film documentaries that accidentally uncovered major scoops. Number 10. Gimme Shelter, the death of a young Rolling Stones fan. The original idea for 1970's Gimme Shelter was to follow rock legends The Rolling Stones through the final stages of their 1969 United States tour. The filmmakers probably weren't expecting the finished documentary to be serious or shocking in any way because it's The Rolling Stones. But when events took a disturbing turn at the Altamont concert, that's exactly the result they got. While the Stones were performing their track Under My Thumb, 18-year-old audience member Meredith Hunter attempted to barge his way onto the stage, only to be knocked aside by someone who was guarding the band. In response, Hunter pulled out a revolver, only to be stabbed and killed by one of his attackers. By chance, this entire incident was captured by the documentary crew. When the final product was screened for audiences, Hunter's stabbing quickly became the most talked about scene of the entire film, completely changing the much lighter documentary the filmmakers had intended to make. Number 9. Marjo, the manipulative, shady underbelly of evangelism. Marjo Gortner had a difficult upbringing, suffering abuse at the hands of his parents, who trained him to become a preacher from an early age. Traveling across the US, Marjo delivered many sermons where, at the behest of his parents, he conned people into buying items that could supposedly heal injuries and even prevent death. Marjo became something of a child celebrity until, in his late teenage years, he decided to abandon his preaching career forever. But this wouldn't last forever, of course, and a few years later, he returned to the scene, culminating in a final tour which was recorded by a film crew for the Oscar-winning documentary Marjo. The directors certainly accomplished that goal, but they also got just a little more than they bargained for in the process, with the film also exposing the manipulative, shady underbelly of the evangelist lifestyle. At one point, the camera captures a minister who, of course, is not aware there's a microphone in the room, counting a huge pile of cash while bragging about the day's earnings. Oh, testify, my brothers and sisters. As she explained in a 2014 interview, co-director Sarah Kernachan had no idea she was going to capture such revealing footage, which ended up turning the film from a profile centered on Marjo to an expose of the industry as a whole. Number 8. Icarus, the Russian government-backed doping program. Jumping ahead to a more recent event, the 2017 Netflix documentary Icarus centers on sports doping, the practice of athletes using illegal performance-enhancing drugs. Before filming began, the premise was for director Brian Fogel to investigate this shady business with the aid of Russian scientist Grigory Rodchenkov, who would show Fogel a way of taking these illegal drugs that makes them difficult to detect. However, the production then took a seriously crazy turn. Throughout the course of shooting, Rodchenkov ended up revealing the existence of a government-backed doping program, one that was built to allow the Russian team to cheat at the Olympics. This confession, which was eventually verified by the World Anti-Doping Agency, placed Rodchenkov's very life in danger, forcing him to be hidden from the Russian government via protective custody. It's a wild ride from start to end, with Fogel accidentally stumbling across the scoop of a lifetime while producing what, by all accounts, started off as a relatively simple documentary. Number 7, Hitman Hart, Wrestling with Shadows. The Montreal Screwjob. Released in 1998, Paul J's Hitman Hart, Wrestling with Shadows, stumbled across absolute pro wrestling gold. Intended to follow the truly legendary career of Bret the Hitman Hart as he entered the final year of his contract with Vince McMahon's then World Wrestling Federation, Wrestling with Shadows ended up spotlighting one of the most controversial moments in wrestling history. After McMahon backtracked on what was essentially a lifetime contract offer to Bret Hart, he encouraged the Canadian to sign with rival wrestling promotion WCW. Reluctantly doing just that, the Hitman's last match for the WWF was him defending the championship against Shawn Michaels at the 1997 Survivor Series pay-per-view in Montreal, Canada. With Bret Hart contractually able to decide the fate of his on-screen persona, Hart decided that he didn't want to lose this title to his real-life bitter enemy Shawn Michaels in his own home country of Canada, where Bret Hart was a national and is a national icon. Still, the decision was made by all parties that the Survivor Series match between Hart and Michaels would end in a double disqualification. The following night, Bret Hart would then hand over the belt as he departed the company. Unbeknownst to the Excellence of Execution, which is one of many nicknames given to Bret Hart, Vince McMahon and his scarce few select higher-ups had put a plan in motion that would see the Canadian screwed out of his championship in an event that would become known as the Montreal Screwjob. When Hart was to be put into his own sharpshooter submission move by Shawn Michaels, Vince McMahon had referee Earl Hebner call for the bell, bringing the match to a close, screwing over Bret Hart and leaving Hart and the Montreal faithful absolutely stunned. For Wrestling with Shadows, it caught this moment in real time. It caught the angry reaction to this moment from fans and from wrestlers alike. And it also gave wrestling fans a fascinating look behind the curtain, something which was a real genuine rarity back in 1998. Number 6, Stevie, The Dark Path of Stevie Fielding. Helmed by acclaimed documentarian Steve James, 2002 Stevie began life as a basic profile of Stevie Fielding. James had previously worked as an advocate big brother to Fielding, and the aim of this film was simply for the two men to reconnect. But what actually happened was nowhere near as straightforward as that. Upon reuniting with Fielding, James discovered that the awkward kid he once knew had now grown into a troubled young man. The documentary was really flipped on its head when, partway through filming, Fielding was arrested and charged with the shocking crime of molesting an 8-year-old girl. What's more, Fielding would later end up confessing to this crime before then taking back that confession, and this entire saga is chronicled in James's fascinating documentary, turning what was supposed to be an intimate catch-up into a much darker study of Stevie Fielding and the self-destructive path his adult life took.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Number 5. Seaspiracy. Sustainable seafood is harming marine life. Motivated by his love of marine life, director Ali Tabrizi of Netflix's Seaspiracy initially set out to make a more celebratory documentary than the one he ended up with. Along the way, though, Tabrizi changed tact, choosing instead to focus on the numerous ways that humans are damaging the Earth's oceans, such as plastic pollution, overfishing, and whaling. The filmmaking process ended up shining a bright light on the dark secrets of the fishing industry, with many grim moments, including scenes of a bloodthirsty whale hunt in the Faroe Islands, which nobody wants to see, but this is very much about raising awareness. There are many scenes like that peppered throughout the documentary's runtime. But one of the biggest scoops in the film comes when Mark J. Palmer, the associate director of the International Marine Mammal Project, admits that fishermen might actually be killing dolphins in the process of collecting their nets of tuna. In an interview after the film was released, Ali Tabrizi, the director, stated that Palmer's revelation felt like a huge betrayal, angry that this so-called sustainable seafood might not actually be helping the marine life it claims to protect. Number 4. Wiener. Anthony's wiener ruins mayoral campaign. Prominent politicians are always going to make for intriguing documentary subjects, but the directors of 2016's Wiener did not expect their film to be as gripping as it turned out. The production started by trailing US Congressman Anthony Wiener following his 2011 resignation, which was instigated when some raunchy pictures of his own personal wiener were leaked onto the web. The purpose of the documentary was to chart Wiener's comeback during his 2013 New York City mayoral campaign. But as you've probably guessed by now, this isn't exactly what happened. Wiener's campaign efforts did get off to a decent start. However, while cameras were rolling on the film, a new batch of photos, which Wiener had sent under the porn star sounding alias of Carlos Danger, were uncovered, swapping his potential comeback for a very painful and very public downfall. The documentary crew captured intimate footage of Wiener and his family struggling with all of this heat, which understandably led to his refusal to watch the final product. "I know how it ends," he said, and it wasn't pretty. Number 3. Everest. Training documentary turns to disaster documentary. While not a scoop in a traditional sense, the directors of the 1998 IMAX film Everest certainly encountered a twist in the tale when they set out to make a documentary about the training required to scale the titular mountain. In a horrifying turn of events, the film ended up being in production at the exact same time as the 1996 Mount Everest disaster, in which 8 climbers died after a blizzard interrupted their descent from the summit. Understandably, this drastically affected the focus and tone of the documentary, with the filmmakers deciding to construct their edit around this great tragedy. And incredibly, the final cut of Everest even features footage of the disaster itself. Number 2. Capturing the Freedmans, a clown show becomes a horror show. Capturing the Freedmans is a film that director Andrew Jarecki never ever intended to make. In the early 2000s, his focus was on a short film titled Just a Clown, which was planned as a day in the life of New York-based children's party entertainers. However, while making this short, which he did eventually finish, Jarecki's research led him to discover a shocking truth. Namely, the dark story behind one of his subjects, David Friedman. During the production process, Jarecki learned that David's brother Jesse and father Arnold had previously pleaded guilty to child sex abuse, which drove the filmmaker to uncover as much about the story as he could. His pursuit of the truth then evolved into the feature-length documentary Capturing the Freedmans, which tracks the Freedman case from beginning to end, from court cases to prison to Arnold's death in 1995 and Jesse's release 6 years later. Needless to say, it's a million miles away from that initial, much breezier documentary about birthday party clowns. Number 1. The Thin Blue Line. Death Row inmate was innocent all along. While in the planning stages of the documentary that would eventually become 1988's The Thin Blue Line, director Errol Morris's goal was to center his film around psychiatrist James Grigson, otherwise known by the ominous moniker of Dr. Death. That name was given to Grigson due to the fact that most of the trials he prosecuted in resulted in a death sentence. But when Morris began to dive deeper into his research, the focus of the documentary was completely flipped on its head. While interviewing a man called Randall Dale Adams, a death row convict whom Grigson had previously testified against, Morris began to suspect that Adams was totally innocent and that he hadn't committed the murder he was being accused of. And thankfully, Morris's suspicions were bang on the money. Adams was indeed innocent, a massive scoop that Morris uncovered while making his documentary, and he did so when he managed to obtain a confession from the real murderer, David Harris. As a result, Randall Dale Adams' conviction was overturned several months after the film's release, allowing him to walk away a free man.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.